on to item nine. Randy, could you let Mr. O'Reilly know that we're probably going to take up some fishery items here fairly quickly? Good morning. Back again.
Don't ask him a question.
Hess Corporation is requesting authorization to temporarily impact approximately 160 square feet of vegetated wetlands resulting from the installation of a steel sheet pile wall to minus 2 feet below grade adjacent to their facility at 4020 Buell Street, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Shasta. The project requires a wetlands permit. The project site is situated along a heavily industrialized portion of the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. This 330-acre bend in the river is commonly referred to as Money Point. Hess purchased their portion of the land, which is roughly in this area, from the Eppinger and Russell Company in 1979, and they currently operate a petroleum terminal on the adjacent upland. Much of the toxic legacy associated with this site can be attributed to a now-defunct wood treatment facility. There were two historical spills that occurred back in the 60s that deposited substantial amounts of creosote into the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. Hess is currently conducting a major voluntary onshore cleanup of the site through DEQ's voluntary remediation program. They are installing 1,100 linear feet of steel sheet pile wall below the ground surface on the adjacent upland, indicated here by the yellow. And this is to prevent the seepage of remaining contaminated groundwater into the river. A groundwater collection and distribution system is also being installed, and it's going to redistribute the water that's collected behind the wall to an on-site phytoremediation area, which basically includes the use of native trees to remediate contaminated groundwater. During construction of the upland wall, which is currently underway, Hess received a request from the Elizabeth River Project to extend the wall an additional 100 feet to the north across a tidal drainage ditch. And to support this effort, Hess submitted the joint permit application at the end of last month for the project that you have before you today. This is the plan view drawing that was submitted with the application. Just to orient you, this is the southern branch of the Elizabeth River out here. Mean low water is shown in blue, and mean high water is indicated by the red. The proposal will impact 160 square feet of vegetated wetlands, indicated by this shaded yellow area here. So this is the wall that's currently being constructed on the upland, and again, this is the proposed 100-foot extension. The sheet piles will be installed to a depth of minus 2 feet below grade, and Hess is proposing to backfill this trench with clean sand and to restore the area by planting native wetland vegetation. They propose to plant Spartina alterniflora on 2-foot centers. You'll see when I get to our staff recommendations, we are recommending a combination of Spartina alterniflora to be planted in the low marsh areas and Spartina patens to be planted in the high marsh areas, or landward of mean high water. And given that this is a remediation site, we will also be recommending planting on 18-inch centers to achieve cover faster than would occur by planting on 2-foot centers. And the cost differential is very minor. Another thing I did want to point out, the area indicated by the black hash marks is what they're considering the 20-foot limits of disturbance. This is a 640-square-foot area that could potentially be impacted by the crane that they're using to install the sheet pile. I think The idea is to operate the crane from the upland to minimize the impact, but it's possible that they could potentially impact some vegetated wetlands in this area, and they have proposed to restore the area for any impacts that do occur. This is a cross-section view. Again, this is the top of the sheet pile wall shown here, the proposed backfill with sand within the limits of the tidal wetlands. This is an existing ditch profile, and they have also indicated the 20-foot limits of disturbance. These are a couple ground shots that I took during my site visit. This is looking out towards the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. The sheet pile wall will extend across the ditch roughly in this location. There's some existing concrete piles and wood piles that will be removed in order to install the wall. This is just another view looking straight across. This is just looking out towards the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. This is the crane that they're using to install the wall on the uplands. Essentially, it's a crane with a vibratory head, and they vibrate the sheet piles into the ground. The sheet piles are anywhere between 8 and 28 feet long and are being installed up to 2 feet below grade, or to 2 feet below grade. Again, this is just pictures of the installation, and you can see here the void that is created. And again, for all areas in vegetated wetlands that are going to be impacted, they're proposing to backfill with sand and plants and restore it. In a letter dated received March 4th of this year, Joe Rieger, who is the Deputy Director of Restoration for the Elizabeth River Project, provides support for the proposed extension of the wall across the existing stormwater ditch at Money Point. Mr. Rieger emphasized Elizabeth River Project's collaborative efforts with various community partners over the past 6 years to remediate contaminated sediments at Money Point. ERP believes that in the next several years, remediation of contaminated sediments will begin in the southern branch of the Elizabeth River near that ditch, and that the installation of this wall will greatly reduce any further contamination, ongoing contamination to the river. As proposed, the project will result in temporary impacts to approximately 160 square feet of vegetated wetlands. However, the applicant has proposed to restore all impacted areas following the installation of the sheet pile wall. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1303-10B, staff recommends approval of the project with the following permit conditions. Number one, erosion and sediment control measures shall be in conformance with the 1992 third edition of the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook and shall be employed throughout construction. Permittee agrees to restore and monitor for a three-year period a minimum of 160 square feet of vegetated wetlands on site following the installation of the sheet pile wall. Existing biological benchmarks will be used to reestablish the appropriate grade to support the planting of both Spartina alterniflora and Spartina patens on 18-inch centers. Any additional vegetated wetland areas directly impacted by the crane within the limits of disturbance will also be restored. Wrack or other floatable marine debris shall be removed as necessary to provide for the health and survivorship of wetland plants. And permittee agrees to coordinate all restoration activities with VMRC staff, and a final site inspection will be conducted subsequent to the restoration of the site. Thank you. I'll be happy to answer any questions, and Mark McAlloy with Arcetus Incorporated is here on behalf of Hess Corporation.
Are you sure that the council is aware of the extension?
No.
Man, Justin, how close is this to the Atlantic Woods Superfund site?
I don't know if I have it online. It's downstream.
Atlantic Woods is to the bottom
Atlantic
of the...
Atlantic Woods is to the northwest.
I got you. But it's not in the adjacent property.
No, no, no. This is south of the New Jordan Bridge.
Okay.
The Atlantic Woods site is...
And do we know if DEQ is aware of the proposed extension?
Of this extension?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I needed. And I just wanted to make sure there's some other things that I'm concerned about.
The Army Corps of Engineer issued a nationwide permit, and therefore DEQ does not need to issue a permit for this.
Okay, but they're aware of the project.
Yes.
And, well, this is being considered.
This is through the voluntary remediation program that they're conducting.
This is being considered for a Superfund site. EPA has been, what the materials I had was considering this listing on the national listing, but
mm-hmm.
it hasn't been listed, but I'm sure DEQ has been intimately familiar with that process since it's...
I just wanted to make sure that they were aware of the extension, that's all.
Any other questions for Justine?
I had a question about the impacted wetlands.
Okay.
It's on both sides of the wall, the projected impacts... are on both sides of the proposed wall?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. It's my understanding it'll be the width of the impact is 5 feet, so it's essentially 2.5 feet on either side of the wall that the void will be.
So they're going to be remediating for impacts on both sides, like directly repairing and doing the work on both sides of the wall. That's
yes.
I couldn't understand it. And is the area on the landward side of the wall, is that going to be used for their operation, or is that going to remain unused for some period of time? Are they going to put more tanks there? I couldn't get a sense of what their plan was. Do you know?
To be honest, I'm not sure, but perhaps
I can ask the
McElroy can answer that question.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just out of curiosity, how did you come up with the 18-inch center of Spartina?
I contacted Walter Priest to get his input on the proposed planting, and he had suggested to me that given the fact that this is a remediation site, we recommend 18-inch centers with 2-foot centers. You're not likely to achieve coverage quite as quickly, perhaps after the second growing season. So.
I just want to ask Mr. Tucker, he may not know Walter Priest. He works with NOAA. He's involved in wetland restoration projects throughout the river system on behalf of NOAA. He used to be a BEMS employee with the wetland program. So we oftentimes use him for his advice on wetland restoration activities.
Okay.
So since you didn't know who he was, I thought I'd give him a
thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Any other questions? Thank you, Justine. The applicant represented, Mr. McElroy? Would you like to be heard?
No, sir.
Okay. any questions for the gentleman? Okay. Thank you, sir.
I did have one question. Whether the
can you come up to the mic? I mean, if there's going to be a question, I'm going to have to swear you in.
Not that I didn't want to be heard.
Do you swear the testimony you'll give be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? State your name for the record.
Mark McElroy with Arcadis.
Mr. McElroy, was the intent of Hess to go forward and put more tanks and operate on this portion of the property as well?
I couldn't say yes or no. I mean, the intent of the whole project is purely capture groundwater, and so there's no other element that I'm aware of that has
okay.
to do with tanks.
All right.
Probably not. But.
Any other questions? Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Seeing none, thank you. The matter's before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would offer a motion to approve the project consistent with staff recommendations and including the permit conditions recommended by staff.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the project with the staff permit conditions. Seconded by Mr. Plumley. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.